Dino, good morning. And firstly, the NRL and the Hall of Fame concept. I was talking to Jimmy earlier. I couldn't work out why it's been 10 years since the last Hall of Fame ceremony. Why has it taken that long? Dino, good morning, mate.
Yeah, it's a very good question. Good morning, Jimmy. Good morning, Ray. Look, it's only been the last year or so that the NRL has got serious about this. They've appointed Frank Puller, too, a former Penrith player, to oversee these type of events. But look, it's been a bit tardy. Obviously, the Immortals brand was owned by Rugby League Week there for a long time. So they finally actually got together and thought, let's get this done and let's get it done properly. And they are doing a good job, to be fair.
Yep.
Yes, it's overdue. But yes, it is on the right path now. And this current one, I think, is outstanding.
It's very difficult to narrow the 25 nominees down to six. And we'll leave that to the people who have been entrusted with that. Dino, Manly, I know you're close to them. What is happening there? There seems to be, I described it earlier with Zorba, the leadership. Where is Lyle Gorman? Where is Scott Penn? It seems to be Trent Barrett doing it all by himself.
Yeah, it's just a club in crisis, Jimmy. I know we use that term a lot in rugby league, but I think it genuinely fits the mood at Brookvale at the moment. They're just struggling in every possible facet, and everything that could go wrong has gone wrong. They've got no players. They've got a salary cap issue. They've got internal dramas. But look, the key question is, at 4 o'clock on Tuesday, every NRL team is officially announced. Will Jackson Hastings be there? Look,
yeah.
Trent Barrett privately will say he doesn't want him there. But it's a matter now, I guess, whether Trent will be, what's the word you could use, stubborn, if that's the right word, and say, no, I'm not picking him. Or does Trent think, look, we're going to start with football games because this season is slipping away very quickly, and Jackson probably is the man that could help the club push forward, given Lachlan Croker, of course, is now out for the season.
And isn't that the key, Dino? It's all about the team now, and I think it was really telling yesterday, there's images in the Sunday papers of most of the Manly first graders out watching Jackson Hastings play. That says a lot, I think.
Well, it's funny, Ray. It's almost like they're reading off a different page. You've got sort of the coaching staff and management saying to journalists that he won't be picked, and now you've got the players saying that we support him.
Yep.
So it's a very strange situation. Look, I'm sure Trent Barrett will applaud the fact that his club is trying to come back together again after Hastings and Gladstone dramas, but I'm sure privately Baz must sit back and think, well, here I am saying publicly that Jackson won't be in the side, and now I've got, what, half a dozen of the players out there supporting him. So it's a very unusual situation. It's one of the more bizarre stories we've come across in rugby league in recent years. Look, the only other option I can think of at Brookvale is if they bring Matt Wright back in the side and maybe move Dylan Walker into six. Of course, he has played there before, so that'd be the other option that Trent Barrett will no doubt contemplate for the next 24 hours.
What do you anticipate? I know you know Trent pretty well. What do you think he'll do?
Jimmy, I don't think Trent knows what he's going to do at the moment, and that's not trying to dodge your question. I'd have to second guess you here. If you put me on the spot, I'll say he won't pick him.
Wow. It's interesting.
Yeah, you know what? I get the feeling that'll be the same too, because
Shouldn't team come first?
Yeah, but it's not that cut and dried. Like, there are other nominees that could
other better players.
Yeah, not better, but where you could say, oh, okay, well, I'll accept that as an alternative.
I'll rephrase the question. Is he your best option? Is Jackson Hastings the best option given the injury crisis now at Manly Seagulls?
I think what Manly should have done, Ray, in the first place was perhaps in hindsight, and it's always easy, to have said that, look, we will put Jackson Hastings back, but every week we will consider him and we will come forward with what we think is the best side capable of winning.
Like every other club does when they name teams on a Tuesday. So if he's their best option, he should be back in the team, I think.
But he will be considered every week on merit, as opposed to saying, look, he's gone, and he's there for the whole year.
Now, how are you going with... I know you and Laurie joined at the hip, especially around State of Origin time.
Not anymore, mate. He's not the coach.
No, exactly. So how are you going with Freddie? And what do you make of the story this morning suggesting that Clint Gutherson is in line for a Blues call-up?
Yeah, I saw that, no doubt. I think it was David Riccio wrote the story. No doubt he's got some mail from somewhere. Dave's a very respected journalist, so I'm not going to say it's not going to happen. It may well. I made a few inquiries during the week. The two names I was told were right in the firing line with Josh Addo-Carr and Latrell Mitchell, two selections personally I would support. I think Latrell is big, he's strong, he's ready. And as for Addo Carr, he's just been a total revelation. So I think Freddie will look to shake things up a little bit.
Yep.
The edict I'm hearing is not going to be made public, but they want you to have played in some very, very big games to be picked. They're not just going to pick kids who are in form, but you've got to have played in some big games. And I'm talking either test matches or grand finals. That might pull a couple of candidates out. But at the moment, I'm hearing Mitchell and Addo Carr are head first into that first Origin game in Melbourne.
Latrell Mitchell's ready, isn't he?
Latrell, that basis that Dean told us there, he doesn't qualify. He hasn't played in a grand final. He hasn't played state of origin. He hasn't played a test match.
He is
Josh Addo Carr's played in a grand final. Clint Gutherson hasn't played in a grand final or played for Australia. So anyway,
those concerns in their forwards, guys. You looked at their candidates for their forwards, and when I say they, I say Queensland. They've got a lot of players who are either injured or out of form, and look, they're down on troops. They're down on form at the moment, Queensland. That's how they love it, mind you. They love that back to the wall, written off, dismissed, Queensland can't win mentality. But based on form at the moment, the Blues have certainly got a distinctive edge.
Hey, Dino, real quick one. Interesting piece in Buzz's column today about Andrew Johns, his role as a Channel 9 commentator, and also potential conflicts when he's commentating on the Roosters games, where he obviously performs a coaching role there. Have you got any mail there of what may happen, that potential conflict which came to light again during that Anzac Day clash?
Yeah, it was a fascinating story this morning. I enjoyed reading Buzz's column because it's so true, but I just wonder how Joey can continue to do it. And I think he's a wonderful commentator. He can just break down a game so brilliantly and so quickly, Joey Johns. But it must be difficult, though, to question and to the point of criticising Roosters players and then sidle up to the next day and be a mate. It's a very difficult situation. Look, Zorba's had it for many years. People say the same thing about Zorba. You can't say that you're an official. He says, well, no, I'm a journalist. So it's a very... There's a line in the middle there which gets a bit murky. But as for Joey, look, Trent Robinson's supporting Joey, but can't help but think some of the players might just get a little peeved if he has a fair old crack at them. And if he has a crack at the halves, is he actually having a crack at himself?
Yeah,
I know. Pop's going to eat itself soon. Parramatta versus the West Tigers. Any team changes there?
Yeah, no, to be truthful, Jimmy. That's a 4 o'clock game, ANZ. Maybe West Tigers. Elijah Taylor had concussion. Jacob Little, sternum, and Chris Lawrence had hamstring. Taylor Little didn't finish last week's games, but they look like they're cleared to play. And over there at Parramatta, Bevan French trained yesterday. He looks like he'll be the replacement for Jared Hayne. If there is a late mishap with him, Josh Hoffman is on standby. And Nathan Brown, their back rower, looks like he'll have to wait one more week before he makes his return.
Hey, mate, we've got to fly. We've got guests coming out of our ears.